Blog Talk Radio.
If it be your will, Lord, remove this bitter cup. It's all up to you, Lord. Your will be done, not mine. All those difficult, this cross I bear,
yeah.
Something in my little short time of living, that God is still God all by himself. I don't worry about a lot of things like I used to, because I know, like the songwriter said, not my will, but our will. You know, if it's ever time, Reverend, I believe. You know, sometimes we do this often, but we need to do it more often. It's prayer, you know. Prayer is just central. Men only, some men just pray, some women, some child just pray when things are going bad. You know, death and came. We say that's a bad thing. I don't know who. We need to keep telling them that it's not bad. We say it, you know. I'm not going to do we, but I say it all the time. Yeah, I believe that we get too much credit for this side. We get too much credit to be on this side, because when the truth be told, to be in his presence, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, we're going to say, wow. We're going to have that wow factor. Say, I mean, I sit up and see it all this time that it was good for him to let us be here, but sometime or another, you need to know, as you get closer to him, don't you want to see his face? Don't you want to really see his face? Some people just want to see his face and come back and say, oh, I seen his face. But now, when you see his face for real, when he said, well done, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. My faith.
Yeah.
I don't know what you might called faithful. But I want to tell you, it ain't just because you did everything right. It is sometime or another, your faith in him, it caused you to trust in him. Not because of your house, no, your car, no, your kids, because of he is God. And you woke up in the morning and said, man, I'm just not going to give him that folly stuff. That means meaningless things. I'm going to wake up in the morning and say, Father, thank you. But truly, it is you. But one day, my brothers and sisters, it's going to come. Yeah, you might be a certain age right now, but it's going to come. God's going to say it's time. And you ain't going to be able to. I don't care how hard we pray and how some people lift you up. You're not going to miss when he has for you. And all of us know every man is put here to die. So I say this here with love. Today, if it be God's will, just want to lift up prayer. Want to lift up prayer. If you want prayer, we want to pray with you this morning. We want you to touch and agree with us if you don't need no prayer. If you got it all good and you don't need it, we'll pray for us and let us lift us, the ones who don't mind standing in the gap, the ones who mind laboring in his word. But we want to pray today because, you know, you never know what people have went through. I don't know every blog talk, every text message, every who got hurt, who got killed, and, you know, I don't know who died. But I do know one thing in life. Prayer is essential. I do know that. I do know every man needs to have his own communication with God. When I say man, I mean man and woman should have some kind of communication with God. Not just because someone praying for you. God want to hear from you too. People want to hear from each one of us on this line. If it ain't enough time, just stop it. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for this what you have gave to me today we call life. You know, sometimes we take it for granted, I understand. But I want you to know we can pray with you and pray for you, and you can pray for us. I'm gonna step out on faith and tell you, pray for this ministry, that God keep supporting it, that God keep all the foolishness the way, and let his Holy Spirit guide us in everything we do. Don't put no pride, move the pride away, move envy out of the way, and let us lift him up. Let it be the ministry just lifting God up, not who got the best saying, who can preach, who can teach, but wherever he's lifted up, he can draw all men unto him. And we thank you for that. We thank God for that Holy Spirit. So I ask you, if you want prayer, if you need prayer, if you don't need it, that's good. We just pray for the ones who want it. Because Jesus did say one time, Reverend, the prophet is not worthy in his own land. You remember that, Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
He said that.
Yes, sir.
And then it was some who really believed, Reverend. And what he did when he was the ones who believed. Instead of him believing, he blessed the ones who believed, healed the ones who believed. But the ones didn't, they stayed in the same condition he was. I don't want to be in the same condition when God is, because I don't know what you can get some out of it. Whoever speak, whoever pray, God can take that stuff and change it around if we sincere about it. So we don't ask for anybody on prayer. Reverend, you got something on your mind, but we.
Yeah. Like you said, thankful. We'll be thankful. When we're pleased and relieved, you know, when God has lifted something. Thank you, Jesus. When he's lifted something, or when you feel he's about to lift something, or when you just, like Rev said, have the faith that he can do it. When you believe, that's when it begins. When you believe. So I just want to thank God for giving us an opportunity that we can just tell him thank you. But before anything, tell him thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for even allowing us to come together. That's a blessing. For even being able to speak to God, that's a blessing. That's an open line of communication. You can be as close to God as you desire to be. Oh, hallelujah. Man, I just want to be ever mindful and be ever thankful and be ever, some say, God conscious of what God has already done, what he's doing right now, and what he's going to do. He ever shows his love to us. So I want to take every opportunity I can that the same love that he showed to us, that same mercy that he showed to us, that same grace that he showed to us, show it to someone else. Even standing in the gap for someone, that's showing love. Even in being concerned about somebody else, that's showing love. Oh, hallelujah. I just want to thank God for blessing us that we can thank him. How about that? Jesus.
That's where we are today. And thank you, Reverend, for that encouragement, thank the word. And, you know, we're going to pray, and when we pray, we believe in prayer. Please, Brother D said, pray for his brother-in-law. His name is Ed. Yeah, he's very sick, you know. So we got God's plan. We got Brother Ed, Brother D's
brother-in-law.
Yeah, we got that. And we're not going to force nobody. We just pray for the people that want to be prayed for, you know. We thank God for that. We just pray for every listener and every home that's about to sign our voice, you know. Reverend Brother D's brother-in-law, Ed, God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
So we ask you, if you could, Rev, can you pray for us?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Let us go to God in prayer with every heart open, every mind concentrating on him. In the name of Jesus, Father, we come thanking you, Lord, for this day. Thanking you, Lord, for this moment that you gave us, Father. It's time is a gift from you, Lord. We thank you for even how you allow us to redeem time, Father. Thank you, Father, for time and space even to come before you, before your throne. Lord, I want to tell you that, Lord, we love you. We thank you. First, Father, and foremost, we ask you to give us for things that we know of, things that we know not of. Forgive us of our trespasses, Father God, and do it as we forgive those who have trespassed against us, Lord, even if there maybe have some with troubles, Father, about forgiveness, Father. Touch that heart, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus. You know what the problem is. You know what the heart, hallelujah, is maybe harboring in the name of Jesus. But, Father, we come not judging, Father God, but asking you, Father, that you look in each and every situation, each and every prayer request, Father. Look on the heart and give the special need that each individual needs for their circumstance, Father. Oh, Father, if there's some need of mine to be regulated, some may be so enwrapped with pain that they can't even concentrate on the prayer, don't have a peace of mind, they don't know which way to go, Father. We thank you, Father God, for we know if we give it to you, we lift it up to you collectively, Father God, you can bless us individually. So we tell you, Lord, we thank you. One prayer request, Lord, we know of. Brother D asking prayer for his brother-in-law, Ed, Father God, you know better than we, Father God. You are the one that created this body, Father God. You know just what to do, Father. We ask, we always desire healing, Father God, but we don't want to never move out of your will, Father. If your will have something different in mind, if your will have the ultimate healing, we ask understanding and comfort for the family, Father God. But But Father God, if you look upon, hallelujah, our golden moments and let them run on a little while longer, Father, we'll be ever mindful to give your name the praise, Father, for it was you that has brought us. It was you that taught us. It was you that made us. It is you, Father, that you are our beginning. Oh, hallelujah. And when we come to an end on this side, as we go up this side, we know you will be there, Father God, to carry us over, to transition us. Hallelujah. Then we'll truly live in, hallelujah, your spirit. But, Father, we tell you, thank you. Give us strength, the one that's all broken down, Father God, the one that may be wounded in spirit or weak in the faith, Father God. We realize if we seek you first, hallelujah, all other things will be added unto you. So to us, so bless us to seek you, Lord. Bless us, Father God, to come after thee, to walk closer to you, Father. We realize that if we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, we will abide under the shadow, Father. Bless us to be close to you, to be nigh to you, that we may cling, lean, depend, trust on you more, in you more, that we can be made better. Than when we trust in you, we will be strengthened, Father God. When we trust in you, we will be healed, Father. When we trust in you, our hearts will be encouraged. The things that we stumble over, we won't have to stumble, Father God, for you will give us strength. Hallelujah. You'll give us help for our weakness, Father. So bless us, hallelujah, to be closer to thee, Father God, that our hearts may love like they're supposed to love, that our minds, Father God, will, oh, hallelujah, think the way that they should think, and you can remove any evilness in the name of Jesus that is in the mind that will corrupt the body, Father God. We ask that you bless, touch our mind, that we may continue to be in one accord and on one accord to be able to do your will, Father. For we know when we come together hoping and expecting, Father God, you will come and bless whom you will. So, Father God, we ask him when our hearts are open unto you, Father God, touch us. Hallelujah. Fix us, oh Lord. Continue to clean us up that we may be a vessel that you can use, a vessel that you would be, hallelujah, proud of, a vessel that you won't feel like Calvary was in vain, a vessel, Father God. Hallelujah, that we may show each other and all those others that you yet live, for you're living within our hearts, that a bright, brilliant light may shine from us, Father God, and someone will be inquisitive to that light to say, what must I do to be saved? Or how can I know the Lord like you know him? How can I, oh, hallelujah, experience the love of the Lord, the grace of the Lord, the protection of the Lord? Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for this opportunity, this relationship that you give us, Father. Thank you for this relationship that we can come and commune with you. We can talk to you even throughout the day. You fix our minds. You bless our minds to be staying on you. We tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, Father. Oh, Father God, but thank you for this opportunity that we can even sup with you. Thank you, Lord. Be intimate with you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The ruler of the universe, Father God. We realize you rule the whole universe, Father God, but you allow us this time. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord. Thank you for your listening ear. Hallelujah. And bless us, Father God. We'll be ever mindful to you. Bless you back. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Bless God's plan. Oh, hallelujah. Bless this ministry, Father God. Hallelujah. Let it be fruitful in the name of Jesus. But most of all, let it be a holy ministry unto you, Father God. Hallelujah. Not for us in no shape, form, or fashion, but, Father God, that we lift you up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we be vessels to spread your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That salvation, oh, hallelujah, salvation may be effective. Salvation may be received in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for the finest that you bless, Father God, to be able, hallelujah, for this ministry to be possible. Thank you, Lord, for even great connections. Thank you, Lord, even for how the airways you bless us with, even interruptions, Lord. We thank you, Father God. Thank you how your words go forth with a free course. Thank you, Lord. But we never count it as for granted, Father God. We never take you for granted. But thank you, Father God, how you let us go forth with peace. Hallelujah. In your spirit, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything, Father God. We thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Even it's a blessing for us to say in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Mouths are not even worthy to honor, hallelujah, to even say it for us, but you allow it to us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 Thank you. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your will. Thank you for your way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord.
My cloud, he's mixed my cloud with his got gone. The Father above me. And I've got his Son, Jesus Christ, walking beside me. You see, I've got the Holy Spirit within me.
For the prayer, thank God for the, because this was this day. We wanted to start this thing off, really tell the truth about prayer, because it's many times we come on with a sermon, lesson or something, but sometimes we just need to take time all the way out with just thanking God and lifting it up to Him, you know, not coming to the, number one thing, to lift him up. We gotta set a time out and lift him up. You know, we'll go to him for everything. Somebody didn't die, right? We think that's the end. I don't know what about think that is. We got to keep telling the people from the bottom of my heart, that's not a bad night. All the time is bad when you don't know God. We put death as like, that's it. You know, but now what's it is what we on this area over here. You know, but we need to use a note.
Yeah.
Be prepared. Be prepared for your home going. You just don't know. You don't know the hour,
mm-hmm.
the time, or the minute. Reverend prayed, so he prayed for healing. He prayed for deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
He prayed for spiritual war. You know, even though no one probably never hit, no one didn't hit the one button, he covered it all. You know, and so no man can say he didn't lead. He didn't, even though you might not push the one button, even though you might not never raise your hand, we do know you guys with us. We do know you guys are praying with us. Because I do know it takes a lot of people to speak out before people and stuff like that. We understand that. But we want you to know if you don't do nothing else, God want to hear from you. Reverend prayed so beautiful, yes. Man. Reverend prayed beautiful. He prays so beautiful. Yes. But God wants to hear from you, Brother D. He wants to hear from you. He loved when Brother D prayed for you. He loved when Brother Tim prayed for you. He loved when the sisters and brothers lift you. But God wants to hear from you. You don't have to sound like Eric. I'm going to do that for myself.
Right. Right.
You don't have to sound like Reverend. You don't have to sound like Brother D. You don't have to sound like other. All you have to have is, because we believe we're doing this too. Don't think I don't believe it. We believe all you have to have is a sincere heart. One of these favorite scriptures said, one of the scriptures he liked to quote, he said, God don't hear a sinner's prayer, but he hears a worshiper. He hears a worshiper. You know, some people think worship is, we might have to go there one day. Some people think worship is the only thing you do, just lifting your name up and praising. Worship is it's more like a conversation you walk, your lifestyle, you know, that you live in him. This thing is so spiritual, you can't do it in the flesh. Because in the flesh, it calls you to lean to your own understanding. That's why we ask you to go to God for yourself. You don't have to sound like nobody. All you got to do is have a sincere heart and ask God,
yes,
Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, give me strength. He'll hear that. You don't have to go through Father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You don't have to do all that.
Yeah.
That's fine. You know, I don't knock that, but you don't have to do that. Because sometime along, you could be driving down the road, Brother D, and all you just say, oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, thank you, Jesus. You know, them are prayers, man. You can be riding down the road in your little vehicle, and a song come on, and it touch your heart, and you just say, thank you, Jesus. That's a form of, when the last time you thank God? Because you got a raise? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because you got a house? What did it take for you to just thank him because he raised you out of the bed this morning? All your health and strength. Some of us know what I'm talking about. That song said, I needed some shoes one day and couldn't get it. But I looked at a man with no feet. Come on, man. Listen to the song that we'll be playing. I know it ain't worshiping, the people don't like to hear sometimes. But look at some of the words that even Paul Jones said, Brother D. He said, if it be your will. He knew Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane one day and asked God to remove some. But he came back and said, if it be your will. Quit moving out of God's will when you pray. Pray that God's will be done. Because we don't know. We pray our heart out to ask God to save our mothers, our fathers, our aunties, our uncles. Man, when we do this here, this we probably been talking to this, Brother D, if it be your will. Lord, not our will, but our will. His will might be said, only thing I can do for him, Eric, only thing I can do for Reverend Henry, only thing I can do for her and him, Brother D, is to take him out the body. And that is the ultimate healing. It's the see. He know our heart. He know it so bad. Sometimes he let us sit there so we can get some closure with some of them. He'll let us sit at the bedside, and let us look and have closure. And then we have to release them. Granny, I'm sorry. Daddy, I'm sorry. Mom, I'm sorry. He'll let us have time for that. Then also he'll tell you, you'll see them start drifting away. You see it too, man. Sometimes we get a chance to see that. Some don't, but some do get a chance to see that. I'm going to tell you something. Death is at the hand of everybody right now. Don't take it for granted that you did something so good yesterday. He allowed you to be here. Don't take that for granted. Beautiful prayer, Reverend. Beautiful prayer. Mm-hmm. Brother D?
No more, brother. You know, my brother, as I was sitting there listening to you, a lot of times you hear me say, I try not to hit the button because they hear me.
Mm-hmm.
They hear you.
Mm-hmm.
They hear Reverend Henry.
Mm-hmm.
So they hear someone that had, you know. But I thought about something when you were speaking. I'm like my brother now. I can only give you what thus saith the Lord. The Bible says, if you are ashamed to own me, sister and brother, Brother D is trying to slap you upside your head. See, a lot of times I try to hit you hard because I want to knock you back into reality. If you shame to own me, down it before man, he said, I'll be shamed to own you. So, And I was going to try and tell you is don't be ashamed to hit the one button and come on and say, Jesus will. Like my brother just told you, it don't have to be no, and it ain't got to be all that. You ain't got to sound like, in fact, the reason I know you ain't got to sound like no one else, and reason my brother can tell you that, is because you going to God for yourself. He said he want to hear from you. He don't want to hear from you pretending to be Brother Eric. He don't want to hear that. He want to hear from you. So then my brother said something else that brought to mind. He said, if it be that will. If Jesus the Christ can tell my Father, if it be that will, I know I can. He said, Jesus himself said, if it be that will, remove the cup. But if it's thy will, not my will, but thy will, and it's let thy will be done. That's what we got to get. We got to get to the point where we say, let thy will be done.
Be done.
Thank you, Jesus. It's another blessed morning. I asked the question a lot on the evening service. What is the greatest gift that God gives me? Brother Dog answered it. I found something on a friend of mine's page last night, so I'm going to save it. But I want to give it to my sister and brother real quick this morning behind what my brother just said. And I'll probably repeat it again. And even so if you miss it this morning, you can catch it again. And listen to this. Listen to this here. The little slogan she put on, she says, good morning. It says, your worst day. You know what I'm saying? Your worst day. Your worst days are never so bad that you are beyond the reach of God's grace. See, when you can feel that paragraph right there, you're feeling something. And then she goes on and says, and your best days are never so good that you are beyond the need of God's grace. Aren't you glad you can stand in the need of God's grace? Oh, you should be. So I ask that you all continue to pray my strength in the Lord. Pray for my family and keep my brother-in-law in prayer and show you how things can work. My brother-in-law had a car accident. Wasn't that much. It really wasn't that much. And went home. And I think my sister said the next day they had to call the ambulance to rush him to the hospital. And I think he's had a few surgeries since then. Thought she was going to lose him for a minute and rushed and gave him another surgery last week, and she said he's been holding on. So I texted this morning to see what she at work. I was going to bring her in this morning, but she never called back, which normally means she's at work. But I ask that you all just continue to pray for me, my family, continue to pray for my brother-in-law. We love the old big head boy. She says surgery went well. He's more alert tonight. And says hopefully he'll keep improving. So, but see, we dumb enough, bro. We dumb enough to believe that God will let you get to death door. I didn't say that you go through death door. I said we dumb enough to believe that God will let you get to death door.
Yes, sir.
And reach out and grab you. I know he did because that was a young man that was sinking. He was walking on water. He was sinking. And Lord, thank you. Let me get out of here. I thank you, Lord. I just thank God for just being God. This is one of the mornings that my brother kind of lit me up this morning. Thank you. Dear God, thank you. Yeah,
that's beautiful. I'm good.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. So good.
Yeah, man, I'm going to have to step to the side, man. Appreciate you, brothers.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you as well. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, and Martha blessed us with. One said, the quarter in your pocket. The quarter in your pocket. Effective. Fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. As James 5:16. Oh, praise the Lord. God is not into ritual, but reality. He wants us to avoid formality prayers in exchange for a persistent passion. Excuse me. We are to approach his throne of grace with a keen awareness of our need for him. Praise the Lord. James, earlier in the book, you do not have because you do not ask. The more we pray, the more we receive. And before long, our lives will demonstrate life-changing reality of the muchness of God. A little thought down there, you said, much prayer, much power. Little
much
prayer,
power.
Little power.
Little prayer, little
no
power.
Prayer.
No,
no
power.
That's right. You know, all it is, it's just a conversation between you and our Heavenly Father, guided by His sweet Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. But if you believe that that you're saying, if you ask the Lord to make a way and accept the way that He made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, because some people feel like prayers are not answered. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But see, God answers prayer. Sometimes we don't like the answer.
That's it.
You know, we can, when we were growing up, our brother D, when we were growing up, sometimes we didn't like the answer that our parents
That's
gave
right.
us. But it was an answer.
It was an answer. Amen.
It was an answer. It was an answer. Praise the Lord. Yes. So it is with our Heavenly Father, you know. Sometimes He says yes. Sometimes He says no.
No.
Or sometimes He says wait.
Wait.
Yes, sir.
No, that
oh,
wait. Hallelujah. I'm on the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Shep, come
shall
on, man.
That's
true. It said they
shall
man on wings.
Like, wait.
And evil. They shall walk and not faint.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But if you wait on Him, He shall strengthen thine heart. Hallelujah. If you wait on God, see, waiting is not an act of doing nothing. But see, when you're waiting, you're just holding on to what you got. But in the midst of that holding, you're leaning, you're trusting, and you're depending upon Him.
Oh, the Lord. Oh, the Lord. Oh,
the Lord. Yes, sir. A little song we call Victory. It says, I don't know how. God's going to do it.
Do it. All I do know.
You come on, man.
He's going to do it. He's going to do it.
God's going to make a way. If you don't mind, can we just bless God with a little bit of that, you know?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I don't know how God's gonna do it. And I don't know when it's gonna
Brought you through can
can bless someone. If someone needs to hear from your mouth that God will heal. Some people need to hear that God will make a way. Some people need to hear, I love you. Some people need to hear, I'm praying for you. Some people need to hear that God will do it. That God is a good God. Some people need to hear that God is loving. God is kind. Some people need to hear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people need to hear that God, hallelujah. It's not a matter, can he do it? It's only a matter of
when he
does it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But we know he's able. He's able to do it. Hallelujah. He's able. He's
able.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you.
I know he's able.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
It should make your heart young with joy, Rev. Justin Bieber just said,
mm-hmm.
I know him able.
Yes, sir.
So when you
hear of those things, let it increase your faith. When you hear of those, sometimes when you're going through, you need to hear. Hallelujah. Hear what thus says the Lord. When burdens got your knees bent, or when your eyes are filled with browning tears, someone needs to hear an encouraging word sometimes that they can that they can get strength. Hallelujah. Even when someone is strong, but they still need to hear an encouraging word that they can keep on, hallelujah, going forth, keep on pressing towards the mark that's up in the high calling of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. It's good for when you're up. It's good for when you're down. It's good for when you're steadfast. It's good for when you're slowful. It's good for when you're strong. It's good for when you're weak. Hallelujah. You need to hear, thus said the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let him bless you. Hallelujah. Even in your best of days, give him thanks. Give him glory. Give him honor. Hallelujah. If you do it in peacetime, surely you can do it when there's trouble. and if you do it when there's trouble, you ought to do it when there's peace. Hallelujah. Give him thanks. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him praise. Start thanking him even before he blessed, and watch what happens. Just tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you for what you have already done. Let him know that you realize he has already done some things for you. Let him know that you realize, hallelujah, that even the situation I'm in right now, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah, because I don't know how. Oh, Lord. But one thing I do know, hallelujah, I just know that I know that
I know
that God's going to fix it. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm just praying that I'll be able to accept the answer, hallelujah, when he do fix it. Because our ways, oh, hallelujah, are not his ways. Our thoughts are not his thoughts. Hallelujah. You might be thinking one thing, but God want to do something else that's going to be far better and far greater. Hallelujah. Because eyes have not seen, Brother D. Neither have you.
Yes, have not heard. My husband has it in.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. Into the heart of
thank
man.
You,
what he got in store for
thank
you.
Yes,
ooh, you
sir.
Ought to tell God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh,
you should carry the joy to tell God.
Thank
you.
Yes, that's it. That's it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we got something to thank him about. Because if you breathing right now, if you can hear us right now, it was God's grace and God's mercy that spurred you another day. Hallelujah. It closed. The elders used to say, it closed
in
my right mind. Some woke up this morning and don't know who they are. Some woke up this morning and
didn't wake up at all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Don't even know. Oh, hallelujah. But God, in his great grace and his mercy and infinite wisdom, hallelujah, hallelujah, we tell him, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So we pray, hallelujah, something has been said or done, encouraging to love God a little bit more and to trust him more and lean on him more, depend on him more. Hallelujah. But I can pray for you. But God is the one that's going to do the work. He's going to fix
yes,
it. Oh, hallelujah. Only thing you have to do, just believe and know that he will.
Know that
believe
he will.
Know
that he will.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, Lord, we just come. Hallelujah. God, we come thanksgiving upon our hearts, Lord, to tell you thank you. Thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for this prayer hour. Thank you, Father, for heart to turn aside just to want to show your love, Father. And in the midst of
yes.
that, turn aside to show you love. You showed us love because we felt the manifestation of your Holy Spirit as it engulfed our hearts. We felt your love come in the room and have mercy. So, Lord, we thank you. We are leaving better from whence we came, Father God. We came hoping and expecting, and Father, just like we looked upon a day that we haven't seen before, we looked, hallelujah, and felt your presence, and we come telling you thank you, Lord, for being in our midst. Continue, Father God, we ask you to be in attendance, Father. Allow your Holy Spirit to continue to lead us and guide us, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for an opportunity that you've given us conversation that we may commune with you. You've given us, Father God, an open line, Father God, that we can say, Lord, we need you. Hallelujah. Every minute and every hour. Lord, sometimes our actions don't show it, Father God, but you know our heart, though we may fall, though we may fall through misunderstanding or not the right, oh, hallelujah, communication, Father God, but you know, hallelujah. Well, I'm glad you look beyond our faults and you see what we need. And what we need, Lord, is more you. Help us, Father God, that we may decrease, that you may increase more and more, hallelujah, that you may increase, that we may decrease, that we may decrease more and more. You increase more and more in our lives. In the name of Jesus, just want to tell you, Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. We thank you for this opportunity. Lord, we love you, and we thank you for this opportunity. We want to say it one more time. Lord, we love you, and we thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, it's done. Hallelujah. It's done. Victory. Hallelujah. You might as well just go ahead and tell him thank you because you have done work.
Yes.
Then in the midst of, you might not see no difference in your situation, but my God, him that is able. Yes. Hallelujah. I bet you have a little bit more faith now.
Yes.
I bet you have more assurance now that God will. Not a fact that if he can do it, it's only a fact of when he will. Hallelujah.
When he will.
Because we know he's able.
Never that he can't.
When he sees fit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. He's going to fix it when he sees fit in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just ask. But keep mercy, hallelujah, while we're going through. Brother Grace, while we're going through. Strength while we're going through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy and your love. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Here's a song, and I hope it blesses your heart. Here's a song, I hope it blesses your heart. We meet together tomorrow. The Lord say the same, but I hope it blesses your heart. Hallelujah. But you can ask. You can ask. You can ask. You can ask.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name. In the name.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
I'll give you peace when the